Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As you get ready for an incredible afternoon, it's time for a KT Live Spot.
I can't wait to do this live spot with Emily in attendance. Oh, yeah. Today we're talking about Manscaped.com. And if you go to the website, Manscaped.com, and put in the promo code KT, you'll get 20% off. 20% off just like that. And what it is, it's basically a website that gives you the tools to keep yourself clean below the waist, if you know what I'm talking about. The promo code's KT. You'll get 20% off by going to Manscaped.com. Yes, Emily?
I have a question.
Yes, absolutely.
What are your manscaping routines?
Well, you have many. Now, I didn't have a routine, but now thanks to Manscaped.com, I do. They've got the Lawnmower 2.0, which is an electric trimmer, and it's good for getting your area clean below the waist.
Your what?
Your area clean below the waist. Oh. Hey, and it also features skin-safe technology.
Oh, that's good for me.
To make sure that it's a nick-free experience.
Yeah, I hate the nicks.
So what's your routine?
Like, I'm a lifelong Knicks fan.
For me?
Yeah.
It's more like a pre-shower for me.
Yeah?
So, you go.
Do you take requests? Or?
No, I don't take requests. I just do it on my own. No. But here's the thing. Because I got a great deal by entering in my own promo
code.
Don't
look me in the eye when you say
KT
this.
KT at
manscaped.com. He will not even look at me.
He's terrified of you right now.
Which is 20% off. It's got the free shipping, the free travel bag, and you can get their perfect package 2.0 kit.
And it's a package?
Yeah. And also,
it's the perfect package.
It also comes with ball wipes as well.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, it's part of the thing. If you go look at manscaped.com,
just
you can see all the great things
package.
It is below the waist male grooming, and you can go to manscaped.com and use the promo code KT for 20% off.
Okay.
Look, the Texas summer's coming.
Emily. Oh, it is.
Whoa.
It's real. It's very real.
Hey. It's the realest.
But as a single man, I feel like this is important for you, and I'm proud of you.
I mean, it's as important as you want it. It kind of depends on the person, though.
And it kind of depends on, yeah.
Is this a segment or a live spot? Manscaped.com. KT's the promo code.
Proud
Check
of you.
Emily next.
Joining us now out here at the Texas Rangers Golf Course, one of the main forces behind Do It for Durrett, along with John Daniels and Jeff Wilson and Anthony Andros, our good buddy Emily Jones McCoy.
Hi.
EJ.
Hi, Sam.
How the
Hi,
hell
KT.
Are you?
I'm good. How
Hi,
are y'all?
Emily.
Hey, KT, how's your manscaping scene?
Pretty good.
Good.
Better now.
Clearly.
It was so adorable that he wouldn't look at you. He was staring
he was
at me.
Literally. Like, I wanted, yeah.
He wanted me to manscape him or something.
Laughing. I'm here to talk about manscaping with you, KT.
Oh, I know.
We can talk about anything.
She Absolutely. Can guide you, dog.
Oh, we've got another
safe.
One coming up in a couple spot breaks.
Good. You're safe with me.
Oh, I know.
Safe zone.
How did you do out there on the course
today?
I
tore it up.
Yeah, girl.
She had 59?
Slid it. We used approximately 4 of my shots.
Yes.
But to me, that's kind of a win.
We oh, used that's one a win?
So my whole deal is I don't play enough golf to bitch about. Can I say bitch on the
Sure, you just
okay.
said it.
I don't play enough golf to bitch about how bad I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we used one of my drives, which is, so I'm kind of like a.
Wait, that's nice.
We used one of my drives.
Heck yes.
Which is, that was kind of a big deal to me.
That's a great
We
feeling.
Used one of my approach shots, and we All used right. one of my putts.
Atta baby.
So that's 3, not 4, but who's
yeah, just pretend there was another one.
One more.
I think forgot. There was a magical chip you forgot,
forgot
about.
Yes.
Golf is much more fun if it's just with good friends and there's music.
Mm-hmm.
And drinks flowing if you're
mm-hmm.
a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
That makes golf so much better.
It
I
does.
Think I think the golf kind of has a bad rap, and I don't think it's necessarily true. A lot of people are just casual golfers. They have a good time when they play.
Yeah. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is to get paired with, like, a serious golfer.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, this is such a buzzkill.
Serious golfers suck.
Serious, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's
you know what, though? If I was a 4 handicap, I'd be like, no, you guys don't understand.
Right. I'm really good.
Because I'm like an 18 handicap.
So,
I'm not.
Yeah. When I play in these things, I tell whoever's running them, like, if you want, I would love to play, but please don't put me with anyone who's, like, legitimately seriously about winning this
right
thing. Yeah,
if I was to play in something like this, I would want to play with you because I know that we'd have a fun time.
Yes,
I know that it would be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And KT's actually the best golfer that I know.
Am I?
I have the mind of a 12-year-old boy. Like, what's wrong with me?
Awesome. That's why you're the best. That's why we have you on the show, and everybody loves it, and they want more EJ. I want more EJ.
You never know. I need a filter.
There could be like a diagram of all the segments we've done with Emily.
Dude.
And the topics that are hit, you just never know where it's going to go.
And this goes way back when Ben and I were on another station that we're not allowed to say because our competitors, blah, blah, blah.
What? There's other stations.
I know. Who knew?
Never heard of them.
So we were doing stuff with you all the way back then. And there was this really incredible drop we had where she came in to, she was going to do entertainment news, right? And it was me and Ben filling
in. From another show, but
whatever. I don't even care. And so, so she was running, and the thing got so off the skids, and it was just so much innuendo that she had one more story left, and we're up against the clock, and she goes, and she's laughing, and she goes, and there was some Star Wars on stamps, and now. That was how the segment
ended.
That was
it. It was just Star Wars on stamps.
And that was a drop that we just had forever. And there was Star Wars on stamps.
Because I was so gone at that point.
It was the whole thing. It just bottomed out.
Bottomed downhill.
We were talking to John Daniels earlier, and these foundations and charitable things will start, and the first few years are great, and then people have a tendency to kind of get back to what mm-hmm. their everyday life is. And so these things need driving forces. And the combination of you and Andrew and Wilson and JD and some others, Evan Grant, obviously, Do It For Dirt is stronger than it's ever been, and it just keeps getting stronger.
Yeah, and that's what's so great about it. So the first year, you know, we raised money for Richard's family. We raised money for Kelly and Owen and Alice and that little Margot who was in Kelly's tummy at that time.
Right.
And we were so pleased with what we were able to do with them, and that was so gratifying for us. And so, you know, the people who now make up the board, you know, once that experience was over and, you know, we bonded so much with Kelly through that process, Richard's widow, that we just didn't want that to end. Mm-hmm. And so it was actually JD's idea for us to kind of do this. And with the blessing of Kelly to keep Richard's name alive, we wanted to do it because we saw how much it benefited Kelly and she wanted to pay it forward. And we, you know, we knew what she was facing as far as not being able to get financial assistance immediately, right? And
right.
So that's the need where we address. So there's no red tape with us. There's no long application process. We're a 6-member board now. We've added Ashley Arnisi, who's a wonderful member of our family, who's been a supporter of us from day one, very prominent in the local sports scene as far as the Stars and the mm-hmm. Rangers. She's everywhere. And so, you know, we have a text string, and when one of us gets word of something, we pass it along to the group and we say yay or nay. And so far, you know, 5 years in, we haven't had to turn anyone away.
That's incredible.
More than 100 families, and we've raised more than $1 million, and that's great. But at the same time, as our awareness increases and our visibility increases, so too does the need for funding for us, because
right.
we don't want to have to turn anyone away.
Right.
So for us to have, we have our event, you know, every year this at the ballpark. We had that in June. And so to have this, you know, supplemental thing and this event put on by Next Step. So Next Step Recruiting reached out to us last year and said, hey, we're looking to do a golf tournament. We want to have a charitable cause, a different one that we help every year. And mm-hmm. I was like, great. They were like, we want to start with you. And I was like, that's fantastic. And so the two, you know, Next Step and Do It For Dirt fell in love with each other. And now we're running off and eloping and never going to look back. And so they've decided to continue the partnership with us. And Golden Chick stepped up and they made a 3-year commitment to the tournament. So it's that for us is huge, because it does help us to increase those funds. It helps us to help more families. And that's what we want to do. We just want to be an easy place for people to turn when they don't have anywhere else to go.
Right. And I remember so well at the time the way Richard's death impacted a lot of people. And and I don't mean to be selfish here, but one of these things that happens is you start looking at your own life, right? And you start going, well, if I were to drop dead, what happens mm-hmm. to Trish and the kids? And I know that I know in particular it's interesting to me that John was so adamant about keeping this going, because I remember talking to him at the time and how – what happened to Richard impacted him so much, because we know how busy his job is. It's nonstop. I mean, in media, you have busy jobs. And I know we have a lot of people listening out there and like, well, I run this job site and I never have time for anything, or, I got a small business. And it's just like you get so wrapped up in your work life that you miss the rest of life. And so that did have such an impact on all you guys, because all y'all are so busy with your jobs, and that you can imagine being the general manager of a baseball team. It's like, I've got to think about things outside of baseball.
Well, and I will say that about JD, and I call JD a friend and have for many years. I saw a marked difference in him from the moment, not even necessarily the moment that Richard died and what we did with this organization. It's changed him. Mm-hmm. And as his friend, I love that. Yeah. And I'm so happy for that. I feel like there's other people that have been affected too. I mean, I feel like it, with Jeff and Anthony, you know, Evan Grant, I mean, we have conversations about how Richard's death and the work of this foundation have changed their perspective on things and right. have caused them, because Richard was a genuinely good human being.
Yeah.
I mean, he was quirky as all get out, but that's what everybody loved about him. And, you know, he was kind. He was nice.
Yeah.
He was kind. And at the end of the day, if you're kind, you're doing a lot of stuff better than a lot of people out there. And
yeah.
So it's inspiring.
This is true, because I had this experience, and John mentioned this earlier. But when I first was, I knew Richard, you know, just sort of knew Richard. And then he was over at, when Ben and I were at ESPN. And so when I started seeing Richard on a regular basis, my first reaction to him was, all right, what is this dude up to? Because he was so nice. And then after getting to know him, I felt bad about my initial reaction.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, I totally misread that guy. I thought he was like to something. But no, he's just a nice dude.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's a really incredible thing to be remembered for.
Yeah. And I think for us to carry on, you know, that legacy, and for his family to be such a part of it, it's so important to all of us. And we kind of feel like this little community around Kelly and Owen and Alice and Margot, that we just want to, you know, we want them to feel some sort of, you know, family and safety. Not that they don't have that, but we want them to be a part of this, and we want them to know that we valued our time with Richard too, and it's important for us to keep his name alive in a very positive way.
I want to hit some baseball real quick, but before we do that, if someone's listening, and you know, the silent auction just ended at 5 o'clock, I believe, at least being able to text in.
Right.
So if someone just wants to make a donation, they can do that. What do they need to do?
So you go to doitfordurrett.com, and in the upper right corner, Anthony's telling you.
Andrew, is there an extra headset? No, there is.
Anthony is my secretary.
Hold on, we're about to put a headset on Andrew. Okay, go ahead and put one. Hey, Anthony, what's up, homeboy?
Not much. Me and Jeff played some golf today.
How did you play? I guarantee you Wilson kicked your ass.
Oh, yeah, Jeff's good.
Yeah.
But I'm better than Jared Sandler.
Oh, well.
Really?
I sent you a video of Jared.
I did. I saw that, but I couldn't tell where the ball went. I just saw him fall over after he swung too hard.
He's left-handed, and everything goes left.
God love him.
It was great.
Oh, dear.
It was great.
Okay, so if someone wants to make a donation.
Right. At doitfordirt.com. In the upper right corner, there's a red button that says donate in our colors. And you can donate there. And I think May 1st, tickets will go on sale for our June 19th event at Globe Life Park. It's going to be great. We confirmed we'll have some of our regulars there. I know Colby's going to be there. I think Sean Tolleson today said he's going he's going to come by. We'll strong arm. Not really. We don't have to strong arm anybody. That's the beauty of this. We just ask him. You know, last year Pudge just showed up, and we said, Pudge, you don't even have to do anything. Pudge stayed for an inning, talked to everybody there. So, I mean, when you can get that kind of stuff and we don't have to do it and they just know what it's about, it really makes it amazing for us.
Did Pudge play today? He's like a 2 or 3 handicap.
He's still out there.
He's trying to give me golf lessons. It was so exhausting.
I haven't played with him, but I hear he's really good.
He is good.
I hear he's terrible at explaining things, but I heard he's really good at golf.
You're excellent observation. He was like, move your thumb over, and I was like, okay. And then I would hit a ball, and you're like, see?
Uh-huh.
I see? And I'm like,
okay. And he was one of the managers at the Heroes game 1 year, and I was on deck, you know, and I'm taking a practice swing or whatever, and he goes, what are you trying to do? Like, my swing was so bad, he was confused as to what my understanding
what
of baseball was. Right. Are you trying to hit a baseball with that swing? Like, I think I kicked my leg up higher than my shoulder. So, you know, before you came on here, Anthony, we were talking, the foundation is going strong and stronger than ever, which is a great testament to you guys.
Yeah, it's not really, I mean, it's good that we're organizing it, but the amount of people like Greg with Next Step and the people that have just come on board, and they don't ask for anything in return. And it's really amazing. Like Greg, who is organizing this, we saw him last year. He actually bought one of our packages Do It For Dirt 2 years ago. I saw him in D.C. last year. Then we saw him at Baltimore, and it's just him and his wife and trying to help. And that's how it started out with this whole thing with them. It's just he saw the, our foundation, and it's come to this, and it's really amazing. We have people all over the place trying to help us out. It's we can't ask for anything more than what we received. Even y'all, I mean, y'all coming out here to support and showing up for the event, it's huge when we can spread the word, because the families we help out, the family we're going to help out this year, it's all these stories are amazing, and you don't think you could ever be in that position to where you need this kind of help, but then you are, and you hear these stories, and it's like we can't help enough of them. But it's a testament to the DFW community that we've been able to do as much as we have.
What is the event that's coming up in June? Can people already buy tickets?
So
and things
June
like
18th.
That?
June. Don't ask Anthony about it. He'll start hyperventilating.
It's June 19th.
June 19th. Sorry, June 18th is my daughter's birthday.
Oh, what are we going to do for her this year?
She's going to come to Do It For
Her. Yes, she will.
We are family.
Yes.
I like following her life on social media.
Oh, Lord, that child. yes. So the theme this year is We Are Family. And so it will be June 19th at Globe Life Park in Arlington in the Hyundai Club.
What was formerly
known as the Hyundai Club.
It's in the air conditioning, and that's all you need to know.
Yes.
In center field.
Yes.
You buy tickets to our event, which is showing we'll go on until May 1st. You can buy tickets. You can sit inside in the AC, and you can bid on the live auction. But all you got to do to bid on the silent auction that night is just come to the game. Anybody at our game tonight that night will have a chance to bid on some great stuff. We got our auction henchman, Jeff Wilson, working hard to strong-arm some people.
I'm doing some stuff, too.
Yeah, but really it's Jeff.
It doesn't sound like you're doing stuff over there, Emily.
Okay, well.
Are we all at the very end of it going to sing Sister Sledge, We Are Family, at the top of our lungs?
Absolutely.
Emily is going to sing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I've seen that before. rap, really. More of a rap thing.
Yeah. Dude, she knocked out some impromptu Aretha Franklin and George Michael a little bit earlier.
And she's Ice Ice Baby. Yeah.
She is Ice Ice Baby.
I need a new party trick.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you. It doesn't matter. Like, you play the hits.
Play the hits.
Play the damn hits. Before we let you guys get back to mingling, I'm assuming you didn't expect 10-7.
I did not.
Isn't it awesome?
I didn't. It's great. And you know what? It's great because you see what Chris Woodward is trying to do, and you see like the conviction that he's doing it with. And then you see those dudes buying in, and then you see them start hot and then go through a slump and then bounce back. It's like all of the things that you needed to see, you're seeing early on. And that can create a ridiculous amount of confidence and momentum with a young team that can go a really, really long way.
Yeah.
And so it's totally, I didn't think they were going to be, 1-14.
I was afraid that was possible.
I hear what
you're
saying.
I'm just being a realist.
Yeah,
you just never know.
I know what you're saying. You don't ever know. And two, the fact that, I mean, they haven't had Rugi the last few games.
Yeah.
They've been without Guzzi. Like, it's not like
Danny Santana for life, yeah.
I mean, Edinson Volquez, who had a ridiculous spring. He's gone.
Good.
Like, it's, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I know.
So they're, yeah. So the fact, I mean, but it also, too, it speaks to the fact that after 15 years around this game, so much of it is what is up here.
Yeah.
So much of it is mental. So much of it is motivational. So much of it is emotional. So much of it is appeal. They all have the physical tools. Some of them greater than others.
Right.
But it's a matter of tapping into that.
Yep.
And if you can tap into that, and if you can appeal to what's between the ears and what's in your, to sound super cheesy and mommy, like what's in your heart, mm-hmm. like that you can do some serious damage.
I hear you saying Gallo, 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 and I like it.
<That's>,
but seriously, though, you know, Woodward was talking about that with the G-Bag Nation the other day.
Yeah.
He told an amazing story about how Joey is thinking about things.
He's too much. It's too much. And
yes.
I tell him all the time, get out of your own head. Get out of your own head.
And
he's getting it. He's getting it. You see him want, like I've seen him, like the evolution of him over the last few years, I've seen it, and I love it, and I'm just trying so hard to encourage it. And he's so close because his potential is stupid.
He's the guy on the roster that can be an MVP caliber player.
It's stupid.
Really,
like,
is.
His talent is dumb.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for jumping on. Andro, love it. Wilson's off mic. Love you, Wilson. Emily, you're always a fantastic guest.
Sorry about my 12-year-old
boy
hammer.
No, I love it, and it's why we bring you on.
Right.
These are our friends. Do It For Dirt is a magical organization. We would love it if you could contribute.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.